This is the day's play after Melbourne's 43-point victory over Richmond on Anzac Eve at the MCG. The Demons, they opened up the gap in class as the second half went on. And here's how Brenton Sanderson assessed it on AFL Nation.
He was excellent, wasn't he? Turner, 3-1. And particularly in the third quarter, that's when the game was there. A bit nervous at halftime. Richmond were very brave, very bold. They just don't have the poise. They don't have the class. And they've still got a really exciting list out there, but they just didn't have the ability to be able to connect inside forward 50. That was the difference. Inside 50s were even at 50 apiece. But Melbourne have had a really commanding performing win. It's 32% inside forward 50 is a poor connection for Richmond. Melbourne's was only 52%, mind you, but they just had more options. And it was Max Gawn, I think his third quarter in particular, he came out of the rooms at halftime. He'd led from the front. His leadership was excellent. The usual suspects, Langdon was good. I like Rivers' game. Petraka was well held in the first half, but had plenty of the footy in the second half. But lots to like from the Demons. There's still plenty to work with. As I said, Richmond, I think you've got to give them a tick for effort and intensity, but they've got so much work to do. And the injury curse hits them again with Hopper to add to their injury woes. It's a disappointing night again for Adam Uze. He's doing everything he can, but unfortunately they just haven't quite got the cattle on the field at the moment to be able to get him across the line.
Melbourne 13-7, 85, defeating the Tigers 5-12, 42 in front of 72,840 fans. Here's how he called it on AFL Nation.
Van Royen, can you believe it? He's got the ball straight away, Sando.
Yeah, that's a good start, isn't it?
Kicking to the city end. Van Royen staggers in. It's a beautiful looking kick. 50 seconds in play. And Van Royen kicks the first. One straight goal, Melbourne.
Baker watches it come over his shoulder. Gathers the bouncing ball. He has a bounce himself. He wrong foots lever. Links it up inboard. Hand pass comes from Campbell. Away to Graham. Up to Mansell, who's playing behind the teeth of goal. Gives it to LaFau. Sidestep onto the ball. Goal at last. My, oh my. They worked for that, the Tigers. And Mikelty LaFau puts it on the board.
Leave it to May. May long to a 2-1. And a big fly from Brown. Almost dragged it in. Came out to Van Royen on the AFL logo. He's got Petraka running with him. 52 metres out. Kicks towards the pocket. Taken by Turner. Open goal. Goal Demons. Turner celebrates. It's his first goal in AFL competition. Melbourne lead.
Shea Bolt with all sorts of opportunity. Ralph Smith presents and takes the mark in the pocket. He's got Campbell, or inboard he's got Maurice Rioli. He chooses the latter to tie it up once more at 3 goals apiece. Maurice Rioli directly in front is the goods.
Petraka gives it everything. It's not bad. It's to the left though. Last line, Gawn marks it. Maxi's clumped it. About 10 metres out. Going to have to go around the corner here. Gawn opens up the angle and bangs it through. Melbourne back in front. Low trajectory one to Miller, and then tried to give the drive by to Broad, and they've coughed it up. Costly, Pickett. Pickett was all over it. Snap for goal. Things are opening up. Another one for the D's. A costly mistake. Rioli out to centre wing. Swarm of players here. LaFau couldn't bring it down. McDonald tries to run away with it. Was dispossessed. Coming through was Hopper. His handball to Bolton. And then no one forward of the ball. Bar for Maurice Rioli, who almost dropped it, then goes for goal. That's the one they wanted. He had to keep his composure. He's kicked two.
Banks is after the bouncing ball. He arrives, knocks it on. Howes is with him. Banks and Howes. Howes pushes Banks off the footy and wins it cold. Hand pass to Langdon. The Demons reset. Broad backed himself. Made the spoil on Sparrow. Won the footy. Feeds it on to McIntosh. Now they'll go. Kick into the pocket. Onto the chest of Bolton.
Who's played on?
Around the corner. Bolton takes his shots and hits the target. To half forward. Lovely mark taken by Turner. He's going to end up in the votes playing like this. Waits for them to set up front. Plays it for Fritsch. Worked his way to the front. Van Royen's the crummer. Off to Petraka. And into the pocket for Laurie. Another. That'll end it for Melbourne. Bailey Laurie, as the sub, applies the last rites. 32 points. A bridge too far now for Richmond. Melbourne win the showpiece game on Anzac Eve with a powerful 10-goal burst after halftime as they opens the gap in class to be a chasm
the margin of victory, 37 points. It's the emblem for me and for you. It's the emblem of the team we love, the team of the red and the blue. Every heart beats true for the red and the blue, and we sing this song to you. Melbourne's fifth win of the season. The Tigers are stuck at 1-2. The votes, 3 to Max Gawn, 2 to Stephen May, and 1 to Daniel Turner, who kicked 3 goals in his fourth game of AFL footy. That starts what promises to be a memorable Anzac round. Next to go, the blockbuster at the MCG on Anzac Day itself, Essendon and Collingwood. You'll hear every game called in full live on AFL Nation.